Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. Glad to have you listening in to this Tuesday evening training call. Lots of great stuff going on. We're going to talk about promoting our business focused on the product, promoting our business focused on the opportunity, promoting our business focused on the mission. It's going to be a really important training, lots of good information. Before we get into that, let's talk about some important things going on, starting with $1 DVDs. So DVDs are starting to get out into the marketplace. Lots of positive feedback on the DVDs, obviously the simplest way to hold a healthy happy hour, but also a great way to do a presentation anywhere. You know, even on a laptop, you don't always have access to the internet, or lots of people just like to have a DVD and review the business in the comfort of their own home on their own big screen. So people are using these DVDs in lots of different ways. They're $1.99 each, 10 for $9.99. So an amazing tool for you to do a 30-minute presentation, and we've got a Healthy Happy Hour training guide, Healthy Happy Hour audios to help you to understand how to set up your push-play presentation, what to do, what not to do, as far as making your prospect list, inviting people, presenting the opportunity, and importantly, closing out business and following up appropriately. So I recommend that everybody read the training guide, listen to the audios. It'll only take, 25, 30 minutes to do that, and it will give you a really clear understanding of how easy it is to hold a healthy happy hour. And then, of course, it's a great way to duplicate your business because people show up, they have fun, they try the drinks, they understand a little bit about the products, the business, and the mission, and from there, they know that they can do what you've just done. Now, a key piece in our business model, certainly a key piece in our Healthy Happy Hour concept, are the $5 gift cards, and we'll talk a lot about those tonight. So gift cards are really half price right now. We've kept the BV up on them, so those of you who are leaders that have people in your group that came in maybe with a premier membership, maybe got the transformation, but at the time they weren't sure if they were going to do the business and didn't get gift cards, it's going to be essential moving forward in doing the business to have gift cards, and now is the best time. We've got them on special here through the end of the month, 5 for $25, and we're seeing those fly out the door as well. So we've got everything in place with $1 DVDs, $5 gift cards, and really a transformation program that's as little as $15 a day. Our transformation pack at membership price, premier membership price, is $150 for 10 days of food. It's only $15 a day. And I'm telling you, we are starting to get on the radar, not only in the network marketing industry, but I had a great conversation with a top fashion magazine today. They had heard about the celebrity transformation, and sometime here in the near future, we expect to have a great write-up about what's going on with our 10-day celebrity transformation and, a focus on Dave Sandoval and his history with helping people to be successful, transforming their lives. And who knows who's going to be featured, but I'm guessing that there will be some folks from the Perium Field organization being featured as well. And I think this is the first of many. You know, once the word starts to get out, it snowballs, and that's why you're in the perfect place right now, is because you're ahead of the curve, you're learning about the business, you're promoting the business, you've had your own transformation success, and now you can share it with others. As Perium becomes a household word, you know, you're going to be the first in your community to be able to take these products and this concept out. So before I get into the training, I'm not sure if Dave was going to be on the line here this evening. Dave Sandoval, are you on the call? I know Dave was going to try to listen in. He's on his way back from Hawaii and back in California. And so anyway, I'm going to go ahead and continue onward here, talking a little bit about our training tonight, which is to become a versatile promoter. And so there's this age-old question, which is, you know, do I lead with the products? Do I lead with the opportunity? How do I promote my business? And one of the things that I think is helpful for everybody to do is to really start with your belief level. And where your belief level is strongest is probably the easiest way for you to promote and what to lead with. On the other hand, whatever your belief level is the lowest, You really want to get education and information so that you can raise your belief level, because you could be 100% convinced that these are the greatest products on the planet. You could be 100% convinced that the gift card marketing system is really cool. You could be 100% convinced that you're a great entrepreneur. You could be 100% convinced that you have great upline support. You could be 100% convinced that the company has the best intentions in mind and will pay checks on time and send out products on time. But you may have a deep, dark question about network marketing and the business model in general, and that one issue that's in the back of your mind on the belief level could hold you back from promoting this business with great confidence. So, you know, really take an assessment on a regular basis of where your belief level is, and the higher that you can get your belief level on all parts of your business, on all parts of the product, on all parts of the program, the more that you have an understanding of how everything works, how you sign somebody up, how you make money with the compensation plan, how they make money with the compensation plan, the more information that you get, usually that will provide you additional belief and information, the information will increase your belief level. So, you know, don't get paralyzed with information and analysis. On the other hand, as you look at your business and you say, you know, I'm not really so sure about this piece or that piece, try to find somebody who has a high belief level, high confidence level, has had success. So you may be saying that about healthy happy hours. Gosh, I don't know. My house isn't that nice. I don't know if I want to invite people over. I don't know if I could make the drinks. I don't know. You know, and you can have these doubts in your mind, but if you listen to the training audios, if you read the training guide, if you talk to somebody in your upline who's had some healthy happy hours, you may say, you know what, it's really not that big of a deal. It could be really fun, you know, and I'm just going to do it in a fun and casual way. And from that, you may find your first 2, 3, 4, 5 successful people. And from that, you may want to have a healthy happy hour at their place and to help out. And so, you know, that's how a business can take off, is to break through some of those doubts or to stretch your comfort zone. Not get out of your comfort zone, but stretch your comfort zone so that your belief level continues to increase. And, you know, for most people, it starts with the product. And so, you know, their belief level is high in the product because they've had an experience on the transformation. And that's why we encourage everybody to start their Purium experience with the transformation. It's because we know when you go through those 10 days that you're going to have a much better appreciation for how poisoned our processed food is out in the world today, and how much cleaner and greener our products are, and how much better you feel on our products. So let's talk a little bit about leading with the product, leading with the opportunity, some of the things that are important in doing both. So, you know, even if you're, you know, main focus and high belief level is in the product, the more that you can feel comfortable in also talking about the business, it's going to make you a more versatile promoter, because ultimately the best promoter is somebody who can talk the language of the prospect. You almost want to be a chameleon. You want to be able to ask enough questions and learn enough about the prospect and understand their personality and understand what they want to accomplish, that you can help them to see how Purium could be a vehicle for them. So if you're very one-dimensional, if you're all about nutrition and health and green foods, and you know nothing about the business and know nothing about the gift card system and know nothing about how to make money and how to sign up with a gold pack, well, then when you have this great business person sitting right in front of you, you may miss the opportunity for somebody who could bring you hundreds or thousands of people because you haven't taken the time or you haven't made the effort to learn about the business and how to promote the business, or vice versa. You could be a really hard-driving business person who's just all about making money, making money, making money, and the reality may be that you don't care about the products, and people can tell that you're not taking the products on a regular basis, and you may have somebody sitting right in front of you who could own a raw food restaurant or could be a chiropractor or somebody who is very passionate about the purity of our products, and they can tell that you have no interest and you're not even taking the products on a regular basis, and from that make a decision not to join your business, and that could cost you hundreds or thousands of people in the future. So the more versatile you can get, the better off you're going to be. So let's talk a little bit about our process. We call it pipeline, which is prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll, P-I-P-E, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. Our pipeline process is the key to walking somebody through our business and our products. And, you know, I've been a business consultant for, you know, very, very successful companies like the Microsoft Corporation, and, you know, even the top-level technology salespeople ultimately go through a system, a cycle that is very similar. It's prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. They have to find somebody to talk to. They have to invite them to learn more about the products or the services that they offer. They do the presentation, and then from that presentation, they make a proposal and ask them to enroll. Now, you know, if you're selling a $10, $15, $20, $50 million contract, then obviously there could be more presentations and more different prospects, even within the same company, you know, over and over and over again to make that sales process work. The thing that's great about our business is that that prospect invitation, presentation, enroll process is so simple because we have so many prospects. Almost anyone would like to lose weight, eat cleaner, be healthier, make some additional money. There are so many folks that want to help their community, help their friends and family. So everyone wants the benefits of what we offer. And that our invitation, presentation, and enroll process, if we keep it simple and fun and fast, we can make it so that we don't have a long process. And from that shorter, faster process, more duplication can occur. So let's talk a little bit about how to walk somebody through the prospect, invitation, presentation, and enroll process from a product perspective. So first of all, you have to identify people who might be interested in the products. And one of the things that's great about promoting products is that they're tangible. They're easy to promote. People are used to making consumer decisions on a daily basis. You go into a grocery store, you go into a Target, you go into a Best Buy, you go into a store, and you're used to buying stuff. And in fact, oftentimes, especially in today's day and age, you're used to buying stuff that could be relatively complicated or even relatively expensive. And, you know, people will spend $100 or $200 or $500 or $1,000 on a phone or on a computer or on, you know, things that are have lots of different parts, pieces, and technology, and they'll make that decision because they're comfortable in trying new products. And so that's why lots of folks like to promote products. And, of course, because our products create such a tangible experience, losing weight, detoxifying your body, sleeping better, eating better, having more energy, that it's not very hard to find prospects who might be interested in trying the products. Now, what kind of invitation would you make to try the products? Well, that's where the gift card comes in, is, you know, you've got to try this. You know, I'm on this program. I lost 10 pounds. I lost 15 pounds. I feel totally in control of what I eat and how I feel, and I feel so much better, and my grocery bills have gone down. You got to try this. So that's the invitation. The invitation is often, you got to try this, and it's really simple, 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 sample, sample, sample. I've got a gift card. I'd love for you to try this product. So the presentation can be as simple as handing somebody a gift card and telling them they really need to try the transformation. And oftentimes somebody will say, that sounds great. I'd love to try it. Or they'll say, you know, tell me more about it. And that's when I think, you know, you want to start utilizing your tools rather than you going into deep, detailed conversation to be able to say, let me send you a link to a video. Let me send you a link to a couple of videos. I'm going to send you a link to an animated video that's going to describe the transformation. I'm going to send you to a link that's a little four-minute video of testimonials of people who've tried the program. You're going to be blown away about what you're going to see. Usually it doesn't take much more than that. And then with the enroll process, really all you're asking them to do is to try the transformation and focus on the guarantee. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So it's a 10-day program. I'm going to give you $50 off, and there's a 60-day guarantee. It's an offering that a lot of people can really get their heads around. Now, if they seem excited, if they seem interested, lots of people then immediately go into talking about the Premier membership and how they could save even more money, up to 30% off, not only on their transformation, but on their ongoing purchases. And so, you know, that's when you start to feel that out and to decide how you like to promote what you're trying to accomplish. But either way, it's pretty simple. It's, hey, I'm doing this. I'm having great results. I feel fantastic. I've lost lots of weight. I thought about you. You got to try this. Let me give you, send you a couple videos, etc. And obviously that same process can occur in a healthy happy hour. So you can invite somebody to a healthy happy hour, and you'll be able to quickly identify who's there for the product, who's interested in the product, who wants to lose weight, who wants to reset their metabolism, who has some food addictions that they'd like to break. So engaging your audience and understanding what they're looking for, oftentimes you can easily find the solution, at least enough for them to make a buying decision or a trying decision is maybe an important thing. But your personal testimonial, your commitment and belief to the products is going to help to get them excited about that. Now, the opportunity side's a little more complicated because it's an intangible that you're trying to sell. You're asking somebody to make a business decision, and that sort of decision is not something they make every day. So people do go into the grocery store and the Target and the Best Buy. They go in and make buying decisions on products every day, but most people don't make business decisions every day. Some people don't make business decisions maybe once or twice or three times a year about, you know, buying or hiring a tax attorney or deciding to do something where they could make some money. So, people are oftentimes less comfortable in making those decisions. But with that, ultimately the rewards are better. So if you're business-oriented or focused on business-oriented people, it's great when you get somebody who chooses to enroll, because at that point, then you've got somebody who is in the business to be in the business. And when they're in the business to be in the business, now they're going to be getting gift cards. They're going to be holding healthy happy hours. They're going to be focused on enrolling new customers and distributors. You're going to be making more money when you find somebody that way. So don't just be satisfied saying, all I do is focus on trying to get people to try the products. You know, be versatile and understand there's lots of value in trying to get somebody to join the business or looking for those people. So again, pipeline process, prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. Who are the prospects that are going to be most interested in learning about the business opportunity? And we have some great information in the Fast Start training to help you to identify, you know, who are some of the easiest people to talk to, who are some of the people that you think will be most interested, and then most importantly, who are some of the people that you think will do the best? And they may not be the people you know the best, but they're the people you think will do the best. And I'm a huge believer in the invitation stage of complimenting them, of saying, hey, I thought about you. You're somebody I know who's very dynamic. You're somebody I know who everyone respects. You're somebody I know who's great at making money, meeting people. You're a great natural networker. Whatever that compliment may be, it's going to open somebody up to offering their feedback or at least evaluating the opportunity. So you're going to ask them to, you're going to invite them to learn more about the business opportunity. And, you know, the Healthy Happy Hour is definitely an environment in which we're having lots of success in inviting them to, you know, your home to learn a little bit more about it, to try the products and understand what we're doing here with this 10-day transformation program is really, really unique. So, we've got a Healthy Happy Hour invitation. We've got some scripts and some easy things that you can do in the Healthy Happy Hour training to invite people over to your home. And then you've got your DVD, the videos that explain about how the referral marketing program works, how the gift cards work, and a little bit about the Million Mom Movement as well, so that people can get compelled and caught up in the idea of how simple it would be to hand out gift cards, to have healthy happy hours, and to help their community and to help others. And so people get compelled by that. And the close, the enrollment conversation, is usually focused on a gold or a platinum pack. And with our Gold Rush promotion right now, you know, you have the opportunity to enroll just three people to get into profit, so it can actually be cheaper for you to join as a gold member or as a platinum member than it would be to just get a transformation. And the reason it could be cheaper is because you're getting gift cards that make it easy for you to share the products and the opportunity. And so, you know, lots of people approach it in lots of different ways, but the referral marketing term, the concept of just handing out gift cards, having a healthy happy hour, and sharing the business is usually the way that people present it in a simple and fun way. So promoting product is really important. Promoting the business is really important. And being able to do both, appealing to different types of products, to have a more complete presentation, to be able to teach more people, even those that have the opposite of your natural tendency. So there are lots of people that are, you know, very hard driving, and there are lots of people out there that are very chatty and fun. There are lots of people that are very analytical. There are lots of people that are very by the book and want to make sure that they've got all the details. So, you know, being able to approach different types of people in different types of ways, and to ask good questions to open them up, to learn more about what they're looking for, and then you having more information or pointing them to more tools is really where you're going to have success. But it starts with belief. It really follows through with your enthusiasm. You're part of something. You made the decision to be part of this. So, you know, it can't be that bad of an idea. You know, you said yes. And you want other people to be part of it. And so invite great people. Invite people that are high energy and optimistic, people you want to be around, and tell them that, hey, I'm starting out this business, and I'm looking for people like you. So if you're promoting the product, it can be all about your testimonial and the simplicity of how we have a healthy, easy, fast way to lose weight. If it's about the business, then, you know, it's really about getting them over to see the information, let the tools and the DVDs, you know, do a lot of the work for you, and just lean on those gift cards, lean on, you know, your enthusiasm for what you want for that person, and, you know, you got to try this, you got to see this. And the reality is, from a business standpoint right now, as I said earlier, the timing is perfect. We are in this unique spot where everything's in place. Almost nobody knows about us, but word is starting to get out. Word is starting to get out, and you need to decide for yourself, you know, how many healthy happy hours are you going to have? How aggressive are you going to be in trying to find people who want to build a business? And the more that you are willing to treat it like a business and to be focused on it and to be able to promote both the product and the business and even the mission. So maybe I'll wrap it up with talking a little bit about the mission. You know, we have this Million Mom Movement Facebook page. And, you know, we're putting a lot of time and effort. Oh, hey, Dave.
Just listening in and just wanted to add a little something if I could right at that point. But go ahead and make your point, and I'll add to it.
I will wrap up my last piece and then turn it over. You'd be great. So, yeah, you know, this Million Mom Movement webpage has got lots of great information about things that are not Purium specific. And that's good. It's good because it's a soft way to introduce our program to people that you know and care about. And so you need to become a great networker before you can become a great network marketer. And so if you care about people and you've got people you care about, you want to pass on information that's going to help them to live a healthier and happier life. And we've got great information about everything from the microbiome and gut bacteria to what happy people do to, you know, food additives and condiments. So a whole range of stuff that will help you to live a healthier and happier life. And just pass that information on, and that can open up some conversations, and that can turn into some business. So, Dave, I'm glad you're on the line. Go ahead. Why don't you share a little bit of what's up on your mind and wrap up the call.
Definitely. Well, first of all, thank you, David, and everybody who's joined us tonight. You know, could you hear me, David?
I can.
Okay, great. So, you know, the Million Mom Movement page, to me, is a huge part of what we need to do to capture the imagination and the trust of people. And when I go on there, I have to be honest, I'm fairly disappointed in that more people aren't taking advantage of this amazing resource. Because even if you don't like to be on Facebook, just start a Facebook account so that you can follow the Million Mom Movement. You're thinking, well, I don't want to be Facebook. You don't have to be all into Facebook. Just help promote the Million Mom Movement. And what we do is we educate. And so what I was thinking is if you would just read one article a day, just one article a day from the Million Mom Movement Facebook page, you would become so motivated. You would become so outraged. You would become so upset, so angry. You would become such a mission-oriented person that the business will become an extension of how you feel and what you know. And when that business becomes an extension of how you feel and what you know, then it's no longer a business. It is part of the mission. And so you've got to go, because these are independent articles. I'll put one up today that said that New Zealand has made a direct connection between genetically modified organisms and disease. That's not a maybe. That's not a what if. That's a direct connection. So the Million Mom Movement is a legitimate resource for timely and life-changing information, because it's the bellwether. It's going to warn you about all of the dangers that are out there without trying to scare you, by giving you facts and arming you with knowledge. So thanks for being involved with Purium, Purium products, and Purium people go together. And when you're a Purium person, you're about saving every person from these dangers. At least we hope that that will be part of your mission. So join us and the million moms who are, you know, starting to gather. It's slower than I would have hoped. So jump in. Help us out. Get involved. Get educated. And I guarantee you it will ultimately make you a better Purium business builder. And the business of Purium is to change lives. So thanks, David. Make a great call tonight. Thanks, everybody, for being with us.
Thanks, Dave. Good night, everyone. Catch you tomorrow night, 1 hour earlier. Bye now.